Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Hey, $100 MBA listener, how's it going? As you know, today is Friday, which means it's Free Ride Friday here on the $100 MBA show, where we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, somebody wins a free ride to our training. If you want to win, all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. Every week, you get a chance to win until you win. So head on over to iTunes, search the $100 MBA show, and leave us a rating and review. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that sticks to reality and results every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out all our free guides and our free course on idea validation over at 100mba.net. In today's episode, you will learn how to stick to your clients' deadlines. If you're in the service-based business, whether you're a developer, a designer, a photographer, you're going to be doing a lot of project work, a lot of client project work, where you're going to need to stick to your clients' deadlines. Often the work you're doing for your client greatly affects your client's business. For example, if you're a video editor and you're editing somebody's sales video, they're not really going to be able to launch their product until that video is done. So sticking to deadlines is really important. Staying on time with your deadline and staying within your budget are two of the most important things when it comes to client services. One of the things that can really hurt your relationship with your client is not sticking to deadlines, is going past the deadline and delivering late. Often late is useless to them. They don't get it in time, they can't use it, and really, it's just a waste of time and money for them. So in today's episode, we explore how to make sure you can stick to the deadlines your clients have. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal. If you're looking for a top-notch developer or designer for your next website project, your new software, your new app, whatever it is, you gotta go with TopTal. Why? Because they look for the best talent. Actually, they only hire the top 3% out there. They make sure they stay within your budget as well as fulfill your project's needs. Get a risk-free two-week trial with TopTal. Just go to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. So how can we make sure that we meet the deadlines that we set with our clients? Now, ideally, you want to deliver your project before the deadline. Even one day before the deadline makes a huge difference and a huge impression on your clients. So let's stack the deck in your favor. Number one, deadlines are something you have to agree on. It's something that you have to negotiate with your client. So when you're starting to discuss the project, whatever the details are, the budget and everything else, and the client says, I need it delivered by X amount of time, let's say 5 weeks. It's your job to evaluate, is that even possible? And if it is possible, is it likely? Now, by nature, most of us underestimate how long something takes. For example, if I tell you, hey, let's go and have dinner at this restaurant, you're aware of the area where the restaurant is, and you're kind of like, oh, that's only like a 10-minute drive. In reality, it's probably a 15 or 20-minute drive. You might say to yourself, oh, let me go to the gym and work out. I'm not going to spend too much time there. I only have a few sets to do in these exercises. Lo and behold, what you thought would take 30 minutes takes 45 or 50 minutes. The same goes with your business and your clients' projects. So when you take a look at the work you have to do in the project, you should always multiply by 2. I know that sounds like an exaggeration, like twice the time. Yes, because not only do we underestimate and we need to make sure that we give enough time, but we also want to allow time to make sure that we review our work and deliver something very polished. So if the client comes to you and say, I need this project in 5 weeks, and you look at the project details and you say, you know what, I probably could do this in about 3 weeks' time, but let me double it. It's probably going to take 6 weeks. I should tell them 6 weeks to be safe as well as allow time for me to review. Also, along the way, you might have questions. There might be slight changes to the project. Clients sometimes change their mind and want to add a couple things, but they're not expecting for the deadline to change. The deadline is kind of solid because they need to deliver themselves. They need to deliver to their customers or maybe even their own bosses. So you're going to need to go back to the client and say, I know your deadline is 5 weeks, but in order for me to do this properly and have quality of work, I can do this in 6 weeks. Now, what you can do also is give them an alternative option. Now, sometimes these deadlines are so firm, they need it in 5 weeks, they need it in 5 weeks. So what you can do is tell them, hey, I can do this amount of work in 5 weeks. So we're going to cut out one aspect to the project or one detail, and then we can add it later on. Sometimes the client just needs a working model or needs something that they can show their boss or start with their clients. If you go back to like the video editing project, you might have a bunch of videos you have to edit. Let's say it's one sales video and 9 videos for an online course. The priority for the client might be, I need the sales video done as soon as possible so I can sell this product. The course might be delivered in weeks or drip fed, so they don't need all 9 at once. They'd probably like to have them all at once, but if you told them, hey, in 5 weeks, I can get you the sales video done and 6 of the course videos. I can deliver the next 3 in the following week. Get specific about what they actually need within 5 weeks. That way you can stick to a deadline. So that's kind of the first part, negotiating and agreeing on a deadline that works for both of you. And remember, you always want to underpromise and overdeliver. That's why we're doubling the time. Again, projects have surprises all the time, adjustments, changes. Next, you need to stipulate what you need the client to do in order to meet that deadline. You got to tell them, hey, if you need this done in 5 weeks, then these are the things I need from you. I need a response time within 24 hours or 12 hours on all my emails, because if I have questions, I need them answered quickly so I can continue to work. If there are things that need revisions, let's say, for example, like a web design, and I need you to take a look at the design I created, and if you want any kind of revisions, you need to get back to me as soon as possible so I can stick to the deadline. Now, the reason why we do this is because you need to stipulate the rules of engagement. You need to let them know that, hey, in order for me to meet the deadline you want, you need to participate in these ways. So if they agree and say, yes, I will get back to you within 24 hours on all your emails, and they don't, then you can easily tell them as you're getting closer to the deadline, you know, a couple weeks away, hey, in order for us to meet this deadline, you know, you got to stick to your promise, and you haven't yet. There's a whole bunch of emails that you haven't replied to yet. Or you're applying a little bit too slowly, you know, 48 hours, 3 days, 4 days. I'm just sitting here waiting for your response, and I'm able to finish the project on time. They will quickly understand the importance of communication and communicating promptly and help you meet that deadline. You need to get the client on your side. You need to get the client to understand that you're working together towards a common goal. All right, part 3. You need to make sure that you time this out. You need to make sure that you break the project up into weeks or even days if you need to, so you know that you're on track. So take the project, take a look at all the aspects, and put some regular deadlines for yourself. So you say, for example, you have a 5-week deadline, then you need to make sure that you're meeting certain mini deadlines, let's say a weekly deadline. At the end of every week, you should be at this point of the project. That way you can make sure you're on track. So if you're ever falling behind, you know that, hey, I got to catch up because by the end of the week, I need to make sure that I'm all caught up and that I've done everything up to this point that I'm supposed to meet the deadline. So that literally means opening up your Google Calendar or whatever and entering certain events in your calendar. Say like, you know, finish this part of the project by this day. Put some reminders for yourself. Evaluate. And don't let the next week go on without finishing that project or finishing that portion of the project leading up to that week. Next, communication is key with clients, not only with asking questions and getting answers from them, but also the progress of the project. Let them know where you're at. Let them know your deadlines at the end of each week. At the end of each week, email them and say, hey, this is where we're at with the project. This is what we've done so far. Here are some, you know, examples of the work. Here are some screenshots. Whatever you're actually doing for the project or for the client, you need to show your progress so they know that, hey, we're going to make this deadline. They're going to feel confident and they're going to feel like they're not in the dark. They feel like you're communicating with them. And there's nothing better you can do for a client than communicate clearly where they're at with the project. Remember, a lot of them are investing a lot of money into this. They have a lot on the line and they're depending on you. So if you can show them that you're on task and you're doing your work and that you're, you know, going to make the deadline through the progress of the project, they're going to feel really confident and feel very comfortable working with you because you're a communicator. So you might want to add on those calendar reminders to email the client and show them the progress of the project. Now, I'm just saying weekly, but this could be daily depending on the project. And this could be just a very short email. Hello, so-and-so. This is where we're at the project. This is what I've done so far. See the links below or the attachments below. Let me know if you have any feedback. I'm going to keep on moving forward, and next week we'll be working on this. Your clients will absolutely love you for this. I did this as a client services business, and it's a great way to build rapport, and it's a great way for your customers to fall in love with you. But more importantly, when I'm on the receiving end, I absolutely love it. I want to work with this person all the time. So we've put all these measures in place. We, you know, made sure that we've given ourselves enough time. We've negotiated the right time. We've broken up the project in our own calendar so we know we're on track. We reminded ourselves to tell our clients that we're on track. But what if we're a week away or a few days away from the deadline and it looks like we're not going to make it? That's not good news for you. But it happens sometimes. How do we deal with it? I'm going to get into it in about 60 seconds. But before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. If you're looking to build a new website or a new piece of software or a new mobile app, you're going to need some great designers and developers. You can waste your time and try to find them on different job sites and go through the interview process over and over and get burnt and pay people that don't really know what they're doing. Or you can just go to TopTal. This is what we've been doing and we absolutely love them. Why? Because they pre-vet all their candidates beforehand. They do all the legwork for you. They do the research, they test them out, and they present you only the best clients for your project that are within your budget. Actually, when you say, hey, I'm looking for a developer or a designer, they'll contact you and they'll have a little chat with you to find out what you're looking for and how to find the best candidate for you. They'll then set you up with some really good candidates to interview, and we're talking the best of the best. This saves you time and money and headaches. Recently, we hired our UX UI designer, Irina, through TopTal and absolutely love them. Start your 14-day risk-free trial at TopTal. Just go to 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. So we're getting close to the deadline, and it looks like we're not going to make it. It may not happen. What do we do? Not a good position to be. We took all the precautions to make sure we don't get to this point. But for any reason, let's say the client is, you know, not getting back to you with revisions fast enough, you need to make sure you communicate this to the client. You got to let them know that, hey, we're not going to make the deadline. But you need to tell them when you're going to actually deliver. You can't just say, hey, we're not going to make the deadline and hopefully I'll deliver as soon as possible. No, you got to set a new deadline. You got to say, hey, this project is due in about 4 days. And because I was not able to get the answers to my questions in the time that we agreed on, or, you know, with the turnaround time, I'm not able to deliver on time. And you can tell the client, I know that you're busy and I know that things come up. So what we got to do is to make sure that we set a new deadline and we stick to the turnaround time. That we make sure that you give me those answers as soon as possible. Again, you got to ask yourself, how much time do I need to complete this project? If you say I need 10 days and we have 4 days left on the deadline, that means the project is going to be about 6 or 7 days late. So you could say, hey, we're going to deliver this project 1 week later than the deadline because of the situation. But it's kind of like a reset. It's kind of like telling the client, hey, we could do this, but I need your cooperation. It's going to be a little bit later than we expected. But if we stick to what we agreed on, we can make this happen in 1 more week. And the client will appreciate your honesty. Say, hey, I wasn't able to deliver this job because, you know, I didn't get my answers. And they'll recognize, hey, that's their bad. But you don't want to beat them over the head with that. You can easily tell them, hey, I know that you're busy. I know that these things happen. It's kind of like these things are in the past now. Let's move on and make sure that we can hit the new deadline. The point of this conversation is just to try to work it out with the client to make sure that all parties get what they want. Guys, I hope that was a useful lesson. If you're in the client services business, it's a fun business. It's a great way for you to learn how to deal with people, improve your communication skills. And I used to love it because you're also, you know, working on new projects all the time. Something fresh, something new. All right. That wraps up today's lesson, but today's episode's not over because it's Free Ride Friday and somebody's got to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Not Amit. Not Amit is the handle on Twitter. He says, fantastic. 5 stars. He says, Omar is a man with a plan when it comes to business advice for early bootstrapped entrepreneurs. Thank you, Not Amit, for that great review. Remember to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, every Friday we do this, so make sure you leave us an iTunes rating and review so you can enter the weekly random draw. Congrats, Not Amit, and welcome to the community. All right, that wraps up today's episode. I'll check you tomorrow, Q&A weekends, but before that, I want to leave you with this. When you're in that initial stage where you're negotiating a deadline, never agree to something you're not comfortable with. You'll always regret it. Make sure you're actually agreeing to a deadline you know you can deliver, even if things get busy, even if things get difficult. Your word and your reputation is everything when it comes to services. So make sure you can uphold your word and reputation by sticking to your deadlines. All right, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.